Peace be upon those who follow the guidance, and thank you for coming back. Today I want to talk about the justice of sin in Islam and the injustice of sin in Christianity. Now let's go back and talk about the first sin the human being made, right, or committed. Now, Adam, peace and blessing be upon him, in the Islamic tradition, him and his wife went against Allah's command. So Allah commanded them to not approach a specific tree. So the shaitan, because of his jealousy, he inspired Adam and his wife, may Allah be pleased with them, to go against Allah with a desire, right? So Adam and his wife went against Allah's command and they ate from a tree. Now Allah, when he created the human being, he already knew what is going to happen to the human being the day he created them until the day of judgment. So all the offspring of Adam, every action they commit, Allah already knows. So Allah already knows when he gave this command to Adam and his wife, that they were gonna disobey him, because Allah is all knowledgeable, right? Now, how did Allah react to the sin Adam and his wife, may Allah be pleased with them, committed in Islam, right? Now, Allah gave certain words of repentance to Adam and his wife, and then they turned back to Allah and they asked for forgiveness from Allah. Now, it is from Allah's attribute, right, that he is one who forgives, one who is merciful. So when Adam and his wife turned back to Allah and asked for forgiveness, Allah forgave them. Now, when Allah forgave their sins, now the sin they committed, the whole thing, they are not accountable anymore, right? They sinned and they were forgiven and that's it. Now their record starts again. So now if they sin again and then they ask Allah for repentance, Allah will forgive them, right? But Allah kicked them out from paradise, because Allah destined the human being to be in the earth, where the offspring of Adam and his wife will come out until the day of judgment. So this sin, all the offspring of Adam, right, they are free from this, meaning that the sin that Adam and his wife committed, they had no part in it. They were not conscious of it. They did not protect this sin, so the sin is not on them. So in Islam, we learn that a sin, whoever commits a sin, it's upon himself, not on the other person. So if I commit a sin, this sin is not upon my father, and if my father commits a sin, it's not on me. Now, Allah, how does Allah forgive a sin, right? Like we said, when you turn back to Allah, Allah forgives your sin. But this sin has a condition, and this condition is to obey Allah. So when Allah sends a messenger to a nation, those who follow Allah, right, who accept the message of Allah, if they commit a sin, they can always turn back. But those who disbelieve in Allah, they are always committing a sin. And the biggest sin in Islam is to associate partner with Allah. Only this Allah will never forgive. Now let's talk about in Christianity. Now, the Father, who they say is God, right? When Adam and his wife committed this sin, what did he do? He did not just forgive them. What he did is that there had to be a blood payment. So what does this mean? It means that when they committed the sin, to forgive them, someone had to die for them. So what did Allah do? No, what did the Father do? He sends His Son, who He loves. And in Islam, Allah is far above any perfection of needing any son, because He is unique, one, right? Worthy of all worship. So Allah sent, no, the Father sends His Son and He sacrifices Him. And this is how the human being is forgiven in Christianity. Now look at this injustice. To forgive the sin, an innocent person had to die, right? Now how about the sin that Adam and his wife committed? They say this sin is also carried through their offspring. So a baby is born, not an innocent, but the baby is born like it had done a crime. Because when the baby is born, it's as if it had already disobeyed Allah by being with Adam and his wife that time, right? So all human beings are born into sin, because the sin is like, how do you say, like a bloodline which the human being carries through all generation. Now look at this and the injustice. How can an innocent being be said to be criminal when he is innocent? And this is the difference in Islam and Christianity. Look at the justice of Allah and look at the injustice of the Father, who they say is God, in Christianity. And as always, thank you for listening. Take care of yourself.